Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Today we're going to travel to Chivac. This is about 146 miles northwest of Bethel. This should take you about 74 minutes by bush plane to get there. The population in the village of Chivac identify more as Chupik instead of Yupik. This allows Chivac to become its own school district with only one site. The population was 951 in the 2020 census. In a prior census, in 2000, there were 167 households and 129 families living in the village. The racial makeup at that time was 3.6% white, 90.5% Alaskan Native, 0.13% were from other races, 5.75% were two or more races, and 0.65% were Hispanic. The median income at that time for a household was $26,875, and the median income for a family was $27,375. About 26.7% of families and 29.5% of the population were living below the poverty line. A little after 11 a.m. on August 27, 2014, the body of Roxanne Smart was found behind the Chivac Health Clinic. There were multiple stab wounds to her chest and neck. In September of 2014, the Justice for Roxanne Smart Facebook page began. They shared images and updates. They also asked for everyone to share about Roxanne's case and tagged all the news outlets in Anchorage. The page also provided information about other cases of missing murdered Indigenous people. Almost a year later, it was reported that 20-year-old Samuel Atchuk was arrested July 27, 2015. Atchuk was arrested for first-degree sexual assault, second-degree assault, and first-degree murder. During his arrest, Atchuk admitted to stabbing Smart the night he sexually assaulted her. On June 27, 2022, Atchuk was sentenced to 115 years for murder and attempted sexual assault of Roxanne Smart. Roxanne Smart was a shy, quiet, and friendly 19-year-old woman. She was working for the CBRF Youth to Work program during the summer of 2014. She was a sister, daughter, friend, and mother. She was immensely loved by her friends and family, who now greatly miss her. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra,
You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to go a little outside of our area and up to Point Hope and look at the mysterious circumstances around Michelle Lane's death. If you have a case you'd like me to cover, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.